Loma Linda University has chosen to help sponsor this conference because this conference offers a venue where all the different voices of Adventism can be heard in a context of mutual respect and openness to the Spirit of God. We believe that Adventism can achieve its highest purpose when we follow in the footsteps of our pioneers. And what did the pioneers do? They listened carefully to each other. They learned from each other. They prayed together and found truth. Bull and Lockhart, in their profound history of Seventh-day Adventism, pointed out to us that there have always been two branches of Adventism from the beginning. There was the apocalyptic branch, focusing on prophecies of Daniel and Revelation, focusing on the mission of the Adventist Church, focusing on how we can be all that we can be. At the same time, there is the medical branch of Adventism, whose focus is not on inward looking, but is focused out toward the world, on meeting the needs of the world, disinterested benevolence, and so on. And these two branches have been there from the beginning. Both were promoted in the time of the pioneers. Both have the endorsement and the encouragement of Ellen White. One might say these two branches are represented here by Andrews University, whose face is toward the church, to preserving the mission of the church, clarifying what that is. And that's why this conference, I think, is rightly settled here. But then there's Loma Linda, whose face is looking outward to the world, meeting the needs of the world, engaging the world. At Loma Linda, we have Muslim students, Hindu students, Buddhist students who have chosen Loma Linda to study because it's a place of faith, and there are very few medical places like that. I believe that both of these witness to what Adventism is and what it could be. They need to be held together. And for that to happen, we need to talk to each other. We need to listen to each other, learn and pray together. Questions on Doctrine, I believe, is an example of that second branch of Adventism, that Adventism with its face toward the world, engaging the world, seeking to understand, seeking to craft an Adventism that can be heard. I believe that such conversations should have happened and should happen. I don't believe that the question on doctrine conversation was an error. The question is, did they do it well? Did it set an example for us today in our own engagement with the world? Those are the questions we have come to answer here.